What do you still need to do before Christmas? Do you have one last gift to buy? A package to mail? The cookies you were planning to bake? Are you one of those people who's been ready for days? Or one of those who will never be ready, no matter the day? What if I were to tell you it will be okay? Now, I'm not saying give me your list of things to do. I'm not going to make your peanut brittle. I'm just saying it will be okay. If you think that Christmas is riding on you, then I've got some news for you. The balance, or imbalance, really, between what David tried to do for the Lord in the first reading and what the Lord did for David reminds us who Christmas is riding on. I loved that kind of juxtaposition in the first reading today between the Lord and King David. But you had to listen kind of closely to catch it. So King David is convinced that he should build a house for the Lord. A temple, basically. So David recognizes that he's living in a nice house while the Ark of God is kept in a tent. So he's going to build a house for God. That makes sense, really. Until the Lord hears about it. So he says to David, "You're going to build a house for me? I'm the one who made you king. I'm the one who's always with you. I'm the one who destroyed your enemies. You think you're going to build a house for me? No, actually, I'm going to build a house for you," he says. What just happened? What started with the Lord honoring David, what started with David honoring the Lord, ends up with the Lord honoring David. Now, the Lord wasn't talking about building an actual house, you know, with a roof and four walls. He already had that. The Lord was talking about the kingdom of David. A kingdom that the Lord says will last forever. So we find here in 2 Samuel the oldest statement in existence that the Messiah would come from the line of David. So it's significant then that Luke's gospel says that Mary was betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David. Not a house, but a dynasty. Now, David was not a perfect man. In fact, he made some really big mistakes. And yet he always came back to the Lord. And it took this encounter for him to realize that the Lord would give him more than he could ever give the Lord. So would you allow yourself, this week in particular, to believe that? That the Lord will give you more than anything that you can give to him. Would you allow yourself to believe that this week? Particularly. So when you say, "I don't think I can make this Christmas perfect," the Lord responds by saying, "That's okay. I'm coming anyway." In our quest to be like King David, "I gotta make this Christmas," the Lord says, "No, you don't. I'm the one who gave you your family, your job, or your retirement. I'm the one who gave you your ability to sing, or to drive, or to cook, or to Zoom, or to smile. I gave it to you. Or even apart from Christmas, if you say, I don't think I've given the Lord what he deserves. My gift to the Lord has been less than perfect this year. Less adoration, less confession, less donation, less time at Mass, less volunteering. Well, the Lord will say to you what he said to David. You can't give me anything? It's okay. I'll still give you everything. And the one thing that the Lord will not skimp on, the one thing the Lord will not be stingy with, is his love. If at some point you have felt like you let someone down, or not carried your weight, or not met expectations, the Lord's love for you is unchanged. The Lord would say to you what he would say to David. You don't need to build a house for me. I'll build a house for you. A house that will last forever.